Welcome back to Tuesday's 9 till noon show. I do hope you're very well indeed. Garda Grainne is going to be joining me shortly with the latest appeals and information from On Garda Síochána Corner. Another Grainne emailed in, on behalf of older people, I'm appealing to all people to support the efforts of the doctors to get a surgical hub in Letterkenny. Email the minister and contact all politicians. Exercise people power, she says. Maybe select ministers on their experience in a particular field, i.e. health minister, a background in health. This is done in all other jobs outside politics. But we had a Taoiseach that was a GP. Some might say that that maybe didn't have the positive impact on health that it potentially could have. So I don't think that's a guarantee. I think really you need a minister, and I've kind of changed my views on this in a little bit. I think you need a minister that is prepared to take on people within their department. I think that's really what is needed. And maybe Minister McNeill is that person. Who's to say? A caller says, it looks like our GPs need to look at some sort of strike action or work to rule. No one's listening to talk. That comes in from Bridget. But Bridget, it's really significant what they've done today. It really is. And it would be very hard to ignore, not just locally, but nationally as well. And it would be very hard for the health minister to ignore. It's quite timely. The health minister has not received the business model for a surgical hub in Sligo. 60-odd million is the startup cost for a surgical hub. One can be put into Donegal as well. She must do the right thing. And I believe, I have no evidence of this. I just feel that possibly this could be a campaign that works. Why have 80-year-olds go to Sligo for cataracts on a bus? You tell me. It makes no sense. And I know elderly people that don't go on that bus because of the journey. And the Taoiseach's going around saying we never had it so good, that we are a rich country, that we're paying $2 billion plus for the Children's Hospital in Dublin. Yet we cannot perform surgery in Letterkenny. Who's kidding who? Donegal's being deliberately neglected in healthcare, defective concrete, Garda numbers, etc. That's the reality, that caller says. I had a car crash in January. I had an MRI last month. I'm told I am an emergency for an orthopedic appointment. I have to take tablets for 6 months while my neck is out of place. This is a long wait time and I am an emergency. Another, my son attended the ED at 1 p.m. He had an issue with his testicle. We were told at 8 p.m. that he needed to be kept. We were told that they don't do ultrasounds after 6 p.m. He had to have surgery the next day after his ultrasound. Is now left with one testicle. If we'd been seen earlier with his ultrasound, he may still have two. Okay. Why do doctors have to leave their place of work to show the HSC that we have a bigger population for surgical hub than Sligo? Where is all the politicians that we sent to the Dáil to speak and highlight these things? It is obvious that this is a political decision rather than the HSC. Another, the HSC does what it's told. Donegal's being neglected by government because we don't vote for the government parties. It's obvious, and Highland should acknowledge that fact. Well, the people of Donegal returned two Fianna Fáil TDs, and, arguably, I would imagine if Joe McHugh had stood again, he probably would have got over the line as well, or likely would have. I don't know. I think the government should be happy with returning two. And don't forget, there's Fine Gael senator as well, and others. So I just think the facts maybe contradict what you're saying. But then again, who's to say what goes on in the houses of power? Greg, Tony Canavan is in Galway, or in Galway is a man with all the answers. Get him on the show. Well, we've asked him for, as of yet, no answer. And Mr. Canavan is someone that we've spoken to in the past and do continue to lobby to have a word with, but he's just not available or hasn't answered yet. Hi, Greg. In relation, just to be very, very clear, and this is the stuff that goes on in the background, and this is why Caroline is so busy. In a situation like this, everybody is contacted. The health minister is contacted. All five TDs are contacted. People within the HSC are contacted. We've been doing this a long time, and I'm not being defensive, but we go after every voice on a situation like this. And generally, if people aren't prepared to come on, I have to say that as well, especially on big issues. It's not to have a go at anyone. It's just that I think it's very important the people of Donegal know who wants to speak publicly on a matter and who doesn't. Hi, Greg. In relation to Letterkenny Surgical Hub snub, doesn't Sligo cover a vastly bigger population than figures outlined on the doctor's letter? The whole of Sligo, South Donegal, Leitrim, Cavan, Roscommon, Mayo. It's not quite like that because you've gone all the way into Mayo. There's a bit of Leitrim there, a bit of Cavan, and a bit of Donegal. The figures stack up You know, like, say, for instance, if you're from Ballybofey, you go to Letterkenny. If you're from Donegal Tan, maybe Letterkenny. If you're from Lahey, I'd go to Letterkenny. If you're in Ballyshannon, Bundoran and Sligo. You know, it's not really cut and dry. The figures are estimates. It's great to see Donegal's medical community standing up for fair access to healthcare. Letterkenny makes sense as a hub location for the North West. Another age-old story in Donegal, neglected and ignored. Letterkenny University Hospital, one of the busiest hospitals in the country, but hugely under-resourced. Testimony to our ineffective TDs, particularly Fianna Fáil, a shambolic HSC and a Deputy Department of Health that only finds out what's happening in the HSC via the media.
Yeah.
It is interesting, and you know, because when I was interviewing the minister down the road here and put it to her about the surgical hub, I asked the question as if everybody knew the decision had already been made, you know, and she was like, no, it hasn't. I haven't received the business case yet, which she hasn't. She's not being in any way untruthful in that regard. But your boss should know what decisions you've made, I think, in a timely fashion. Right, Garda Grania and Community Garda information just around the corner.
The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio. The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, monitoring homes and businesses in the Northwest for intruder, fire, panic and medical signals. Call Sheridan Security on 91-26025.
16 minutes past 10 on this Tuesday, the 3rd of June, 2025. And it's time for our Community Garda information item. And we have in studio with us Garda Grania Doherty from the Letterkenny Garda Station. Grania, thank you so much, as always. I do appreciate you coming up. Right, okay, let's get into some appeals now. And we'll start with an appeal in relation to a fatal road traffic collision in Milford.
Yes, unfortunately, another tragedy on the Donegal roads. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses following a fatal road traffic collision. This occurred on the R245 at Bunlan Bridge in Milford on the evening of Friday the 30th of May. The incident involved a car and a van, and it happened at approximately 7:30 p.m. A female driver, aged in her 70s, was pronounced deceased at the scene. The male driver of the van, aged in his 50s, was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. No other injuries were reported. So Gardaí are now appealing for witnesses to this incident to come forward. Any road users who may have camera footage, dash cam, and who were travelling in that area between 7:15 p.m. and 7:45 p.m. on that date, they are asked to make this footage available to investigating Gardaí. Anybody with information are asked to contact Milford Garda Station on 91-53060, the Garda Confidential Line on 1800-666-111, or any Garda Station. And just on behalf of us all at Garda Síochána, I'd like to express our condolences to the family of Susan Hamilton, and we also wish the other driver involved a speedy recovery.
Yes, and same for us as well, Grania. Moving on now to a burglary in Letterkenny at the end of last month.
Yes, this occurred in the area of Old Town Letterkenny on Saturday the 31st of May in and around 10:50 p.m. So entry was gained to a house. It's not believed that any damage was caused in order to gain entry, but damage was caused within. Nothing was stolen from the property. We're appealing to anybody who may have been in that general area with a dash cam between 10:30 p.m. and 11:15 p.m. to make that footage available to us. If anybody observed any suspicious activity or vehicles in that area, we're asking them to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 91-67-100. And again, this goes for all our appeals, the Garda Confidential Line. It can be reached on 1800-666-111.
Yeah, because in a case like that, and that's why the CCTV footage stroke dashcam footage is so important, is you see the movements. Obviously, it's not going to see anyone inside a property, but it might, suspicious activity might be flagged or obvious to an investigating Garda.
Of course, yeah. And look, it's procedural in a way that all CCTV from that area, doorbell cameras,
course,
business,
yeah.
CCTV is all obtained or sought by Garda as part of their investigation. But there are times then when maybe, the footage isn't as clear as we would like. So dash cam footage really is invaluable. You know, it could pick up something maybe that was grainy on other footage that we've already obtained.
Yeah, and confirm something that might be already known or open up a new lead or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Or can track the movements of any vehicles involved also, yeah.
All right. Right, burglaries now in the south of the county. We'll go to Killybegs first, I think.
Yes, this occurred at a house in the area of Tullid, Killybegs, on Wednesday the 28th of May. And quite a short time frame here for this incident, actually, between 3:20 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. A rear window of that property was smashed, entry was gained. A bedroom was ransacked within the house. Nothing is believed to have been stolen, and it's very possible that the intruder or intruders were disturbed. We are appealing to anybody who may have been in that area between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. with a dash cam to make that footage available to us. Should anybody have observed again any suspicious activity, people, vehicles in that area, we're asking them to contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530.
And staying in Ballyshannon, that's the location of the next appeal.
Yeah, an attempted burglary at a business premises, and this occurred in the area of Market Street, Ballyshannon, in the early hours of Thursday the 29th of May, in and around 1:25 a.m. An attempt was made to force open the front door of this premises by three males. They had their hoods up. And we'd like to hear from anybody who may have travelled in any area within Ballyshannon town between 1 a.m. and 1:30 a.m. who had a dash cam. If anybody can assist this investigation with relevant information, they are asked to contact Ballyshannon Garda Station on 071 985 8530 or again the Garda Confidential line.
Now on to criminal damage instances. We'll start in Letterkenny, Grania.
Yeah, this is a very recent one actually. Yeah, this occurred in the Cullion Road in the early hours of Monday the 2nd of June in and around between midnight and 7:50 a.m. So a parked car at that location was targeted and a number of windows of it were smashed. So we're appealing to anybody who may have observed any type of suspicious activity in the area of the Cullion Road between those times, or anybody who has any relevant information, get in touch with Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167100.
Criminal damage in Muff.
Yes, this happened during the daytime hours actually, so we're very hopeful somebody may have observed something in connection with this one. This is an incident that happened in the area of Canning's Lane in Muff on Thursday the 29th of May in around 4 p.m. A car was set alight that location and a number of youths were observed in the area just before the car went up in flames. So the fire services attended the scene, they extinguished the fire. We're appealing to anybody who has dash cam footage from that area to get in touch with Gardaí in Buncrana on 9320540. And again, look, if anybody observed these youths in the area or if they have any relevant information that might assist us with this investigation, we're asking them to get in touch.
Yeah, feels particularly serious, that one, as they all do, of course, but you know what I mean. Right, so theft next in Burt Grania.
Yeah, this was a recent incident also. Theft of tools from a builder's yard at Speenog in Burt. These thefts are believed to have occurred between 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 27th of May and 8 a.m. the following morning, Wednesday the 28th of May. A number of padlocks on the doors of shipping containers within the builder's yard were broken to gain entry to the containers, and a number of items were stolen, such as a metal chop saw, 110 volt, a roll of 4-inch, a roll of 6-inch, and a roll of 12-inch lead, a 9-inch Hitachi angle grinder that was also 110 volt, a red heavy-duty Alti power drill, and this is distinctive, this one actually, it has a two-pronged plug. It's 240 volt, a 4-inch Hitachi angle grinder, 110 volt, two 4-inch Bosch angle grinders and three yellow 110 volt transformers. We're asking anybody with relevant information to contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 9320540. Should anybody again, as always, come across these types of tools for sale on a second-hand basis, please alert Gardaí so that we can check the matter out.
Yeah, be vigilant, because it's incredibly unlikely that some person has taken those for their personal use, and they're the tools of someone's livelihood as well and difficult to replace. So any information to Ongada Síochána. Right, sports equipment stole next in Ardra.
Yeah, this is a rather unusual one. Sports equipment was stolen from a garden shed at a house in the area of Duhill North, Ardra, between 9 p.m. on Thursday the 29th of May and 9:30 a.m. on Friday the 30th of May. So the items stolen were a black three-wheel manual golf buggy and a black Powercaddy electric golf buggy. Now, the battery wasn't in the electric buggy when it was stolen. If anybody observed any suspicious activity or vehicles in that area between those times, we're asking them to get in touch with us. Should anybody, again, come across these types of items for sale on a second-hand basis, please alert Gardaí and Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530.
Don't come up for grabs too often, and if they do turn up wherever they might nowadays, they should stick out like a sore thumb. Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled, folks. Right, now, recent fraud incident in Ballybuffet. What's this about, Grania?
Yeah, so this is in relation to a change scam, and we have spoken about change scams before. It's just, look, we want to issue a reminder and as a result of a recent incident that occurred in the Ballybuffet area. So a business premises in the Ballybuffet area very recently fell victim to this type of scam. It's called a quick change scam. So we want business owners really to speak to their employees just to make them aware of these types of scams and to educate them in relation to them. So a quick change scam is a deceptive tactic. A customer attempts to get more money than what they are owed by causing confusion, you know, with the cashier, and they want them to give them incorrect change really is the aim of the game. It often involves paying for a small item with a large amount of money and then using a series of quick hand movements and confusing dialogue to make the cashier believe that they are owed a different amount of change. But in the recent incident in Ballybuffet, it took place in a different manner. A few large denomination banknotes were handed over and a request was made for smaller notes to be given in return. Once this was done, a few of the smaller notes were then handed back and a further request was made to change these again into smaller notes. And this would all be done very quickly. You know, the dialogue would happen very quickly. So the end result in this incident in Ballybuffet was that confusion was caused. That was their aim and that happened. Confusion was caused and as a result, the float was down. They were down money as a result. So change scams are carried out in a very professional way. And the cashier often won't even realise they've been scammed until that float's been counted up later that evening. So these scammers may often target young and more inexperienced employees who may not be as aggressive in managing the confusion of multiple transactions. And sometimes younger or more inexperienced employees, they're more wary maybe of a line of customers building up behind that
person.
Yeah,
get flustered and don't want to challenge someone for fear of where that might go.
Yeah, and these scam artists know that. You know, they know who to target. So as a precaution, employers should advise their staff. Really, I suppose the best thing to do is advise them not to carry out these types of transactions.
Mm-hmm. They're only courteous. They're not really necessary.
They're not obligatory. Nobody's obliged to change notes for anybody. You know, perhaps they could place a sign in a prominent position at the cash register stating that the cashier will not change denominations of notes for anybody, regardless of who they are. You know, this might also take the onus off the cashier. If there's a sign there, it takes the onus off them. They maybe 100%. They feel embarrassed. They don't want to offend the customer. If it's a policy in the shop, they can point to the sign and say, I'm sorry, it's shop policy, we can't do it.
Yeah, it's funny because I worked in a bar, I don't know how long ago it is now, a long time ago, and we weren't allowed to open the register unless there was a sale, and it was for this reason. So that's how long these sort of scams have been doing the rounds.
Well, they haven't popped up today or yesterday, no, certainly not. So look, and sometimes this customer might begin to bully or intimidate the cashier. And then the confusion escalates. So if this happens, you know, the cashier, just take your time. You're the one that's in charge here. Mm. Take your time. Make sure that the till is closed and contact the manager. Maybe the manager could speak to the customer then and you can carry on with the rest of the customers. Ask them to stand on the side. But certainly don't feel bullied into completing any transaction for anybody, you know. So I think that's it.
Yeah, and we obviously, it's text scams, email scams, all this kind of stuff, you know, cyber fraud and what have you. And yet sometimes one could forget, a business person could forget that the tried and tested physical ones too can leave you well out of cash.
Yeah, and I think an attempt was made in other businesses within Ballybuffet and Stranorlar on that same date. You know, this change scam was attempted in those businesses.
And I think you're right with the prominent sign because that, well, firstly, you know, you can have discretion then if it's people that you know, right?
Exactly,
but it also is protection if the teller is uncertain.
Of course, we're not saying don't change notes for everybody. Exactly, obviously, if it's somebody that you know and that you trust, you know.
But it supports the staff member, I think, in what you're saying.
It does.
And these people move from one area to another, obviously. I mean, the fact this is not going to happen 4 weeks in a row in Ballybuffet, well, I'm not saying it won't, but likely they move on somewhere else. Okay. A caller wanted to know, a car has been parked in the council estate the last 4 years with no NCT or tax or insurance. Can it be removed?
The first thing I would say about this is, has the car, I was reading the question and I was wondering, you know, is it a case that it's being parked there on a daily basis and being moved, or is it there full time? Has it been abandoned?
I bet you it's sitting outside someone's house on the footpath and people feel like it's an eyesore. I'm just guessing.
This is a fairly common, this is a common occurrence, but the question really is it abandoned?
Yeah.
That's the it abandoned or is it moved on a regular basis or, you know. But anyway, look, abandoned vehicles, so that's the key word, is abandoned vehicles on public roads or public spaces are dealt with by local authorities, so the council, Donegal County Council. They have the power to remove them. They follow a procedure that usually involves notifying the registered owner, giving them a time frame to remove the vehicle and then potentially storing it for a period. And if the owner doesn't claim the vehicle within that time frame, it may be disposed of. So in certain instances, the council may not be able to remove the vehicle. So, for example, if it's registered, say, to a resident of that estate, then it wouldn't be deemed abandoned because it belongs to a resident in the state. You know, or as I said earlier, if it's being moved on a regular basis, then it wouldn't be deemed. So there's some cases in which it can't be deemed abandoned. So sometimes then the council's hands are tied. But and if this should occur, and if the council do say that it hasn't been deemed as abandoned, by all means contact the Gardaí, because we do have the power to seize an uninsured or untagged. You know, if it's parked up in a public place, the Gardaí can deal with the matter then.
All right, now another call for the Donegal Youth Awards. This is all about recognising our fantastic young people between the ages of 13 and 21, and applications are open, Grania.
They are. I'm going to leave a brief this week. I'm just going to summarise, yeah. So the Donegal Gardaí Youth Awards, they have been recently launched, celebrating outstanding young people between the ages of 13 and 21 from across the county of Donegal. We, in conjunction with Supermax and the Abbey Hotel, recognise that a lot of good work is being done by young people in every community across Donegal. And we often hear of incidents involving young people on our appeals, you know, and as they say, Mullen Oiga, August Chuck Ishii, and it's great to see that these awards are brilliant, giving them recognition. When, and sometimes that recognition gives them the boost that they need, you know. It gives them a great boost, even the fact that they were nominated, somebody thought to nominate them, you know. So we're urging people, please do. If you can think of a young person who is doing great work or who has done great work, please do. The nomination form isn't that hard to fill in. It's not very long. The nomination form can be got at any Garda station or at www.garda.ie. We have to receive the forms back in Letterkenny Station, and they have to be submitted back to me, Grania Doherty, by 12 p.m. on Wednesday, July 2nd. We have a few nominations in already. I'm delighted this year we're getting them in fairly early. This year we have a few forms returned to us already. So please do. Teachers out there, you know, maybe it's your own child, your own son or daughter that you wish to nominate, or a neighbour's child. Anybody out there, if you see a young person who you think deserves a boost and deserves a wee bit of recognition,
they don't have to have climbed the five peaks. It's what's important in their life, in their family, in their friends group, in their community, in what they've achieved, you know, what they've overcome. And simply being nominated is a recognition of them too.
It is, of course. And there will be an awards ceremony later in the year, and you know that because you'll be their MC in the event. Then all of the winners then at that awards ceremony will be put forward then for a nomination to be put forward as part of the national ceremony later on in the year again, near the end of the year.
And there's a lot of, well, it's not really a lot of info there, but you can just, if you're unsure about any of that and the process, go on to the Facebook page and the Gardaí Síochána Facebook page. We'll actually share the post through our pages as well, so people have every opportunity. But already entries coming in, which is fantastic to see. Garda Grania Doherty, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, appreciate
your time. That was Community Garda information for this Tuesday. It's back after the 10 o'clock news next Tuesday, and will be available for you to listen back on our podcast or watch back on our socials and the Garda Síochána socials a little later on today. And we're going to continue our reflection on the letter issued by 171 medical professionals in this county calling for Letterkenny to be given a surgical hub. Fine Gael Senator Manus Boyle. Manus, are you behind this campaign 100%? And what will you be doing to try and get the Health Minister to, I suppose, send this back to the HSC? She says she hasn't received any information in relation to this at this point. So, as I said before, there is a window of opportunity. What will you be doing in that window?
Good morning, Greg, and good morning to your listeners. Thanks for inviting me on. No, this is, when I was appointed to the Shannon, this is one of the first issues you took up on the 20th of February, if you look back, because I feel it's really important for Donegal to have a surgical hub. And I asked in the Shannon that day that one of the hubs would come to Donegal and come to, you know, and be in the county. So it's one thing that I'm fully behind, and I congratulate the doctors. I was on the Zoom meeting last night. I think everybody's on the same wavelength here. We need this in Donegal, and we want it in Donegal, and we have to do everything that we can to get in Donegal. Now, I've been on to the minister's people this morning, and they're saying to me that no business case was put forward yet for a surgical hub in Letterkenny. So until that's done, We just have to.
Well, they're not going to receive one. They're not going to receive one for Letterkenny. They're going to receive one from Sligo. Are you going to impress on her office that needs to be reviewed? And I think it would be very useful as well for the HSE to explain the decision-making process. I think that would be very good for the minister going forward with various decisions. If the business case argument, if that was scrutinised and stood over.
Well, that's one of the things I asked our people this morning. Could we have a review of the business case? Because, I mean, to me, it doesn't make much sense on population. We're way ahead of Sligo, and no fault to Sligo. I hope they get one too. But, I mean, Donegal, we have 160,000 people here. I think we're well entitled. And, I mean, it's one of the things that can be up and running within 2.5-3 years. And we really need it, Greg, being honest about listening. You know, anything that we can add value to Letterkenny General Hospital, it needs to come to Donegal, and that's my line on it, to be honest.
Senator, thank you. Minister of State Charlie McConnell-Logue released a statement to us. I've made it clear to the HSE that Donegal must have a surgical hub and that nothing less will be acceptable. All Donegal public reps are united on this and met recently with HSE regional management, who agreed at the meeting to review their decision. And the HSE will be meeting again with Donegal public reps in the next 2 weeks when they have completed this review. No plan has gone from the HSE to the Department of Health or the Minister for Health at this point, and all are focused on ensuring that the plan that goes to the minister clearly puts the case and necessity for a surgical hub in Letterkenny. I'm also working at political level in government to ensure that any final decision at the end of this process by the Department of Health and Minister, ensures a surgical hub is delivered for Letterkenny. Councillor Declan Meehan, there is political unity, it seems, on this matter, and that is crucial. Surely that can't be ignored.
No, and look, Greg, I think that it's incredibly important. We can't underestimate or undervalue the fact that all political representatives in County Donegal are singing from the same hymn sheet on this, because they realise that when doctors stage an intervention like this in the unprecedented numbers that they have done, that it's a wake-up call, and it's something that we need to listen to. We need to support them and work with them to get what's right for Donegal. And really, really what's important here, Greg, is that the politicians remain united on this, and we cannot be fobbed off with this idea of an ambulatory care centre as something that is better than and something as an alternative to a surgical hub. Because we know that, and it was put very, I think, aptly last night by one of the consultants at a meeting, that is basically nothing but a notion and nothing but a box on a piece of paper currently in someone's office. Whereas a surgical hub is a ready-to-go facility that is ring-fenced with funding. And that's what we need, is something that is deliverable in the short term, not something that absolutely the hospital needs, but that we potentially will never see. And you can take the 2013 announcement of the endoscopy centre in LUH as an example of that. With funding, it never made it into an HSE capital programme. It never made it into a plan. It has never been delivered.
And there's no commitment from the HSE on this ambulatory centre as well. Something that jumps out at me from Minister of State McConnell-Logue's statement is that the HSE locally have agreed to review the decision to recommend Sligo as a hub. So is that your understanding, and how significant is that? As I say, I wasn't aware that they had said they would review their selection.
Yeah, so the Oireachtas members and the councillors who are on the Regional Health Forum, along with consultants from the hospital, met with HSE management, including Sean Murphy and Tony Canavan. And this was raised, and look, in that meeting, again, all politicians were very forthright in saying that this was not good enough, that Letterkenny was going to be overlooked in the selection process for a surgical hub in the Northwest. And they did say that they would go back and look at that. Now, since then, Greg, my concern is, and it's a concern shared by the public reps, is that they have started promoting this idea of an ambulatory care centre.
Well, that's what I don't understand. And that came up at the recent regional health forum. Is that subsequent to Tony Canavan committing to review this decision? Because if that is... We just have to be very clear. You have a responsibility and I have a responsibility and the minister has a responsibility that we aren't giving the public wrong information here. So really, and none of us would do that purposefully, right? But my point is you're quite right. They seem to be trying to sell the ambulatory centre for Letterkenny as better than a surgical hub, or are they reviewing the surgical hub decision?
Well, what they told us was that they were going to review that and that they would also try and put forward Letterkenny as an option for it. And that is what we're asking for. If you're only putting forward one business case, one business plan for a surgical hub, then the minister cannot make an informed decision. 171 doctors have now intervened to ensure that the minister does have the information to make that decision on an informed basis, because they dispute the HSE's and Tony Canavan specifically reasoning and logic for selecting Sligo for that. Are they actually reviewing that? I think we need to have confirmation on that, because I do see, and I'm worried that what they have done since that meeting is, I suppose, kite fly this idea of an ambulatory care centre as an alternative to it. But it's not something that the 171 doctors at LUH and GPs in Donegal are happy with, and they don't want to see that being kite flown, and they don't want to see Letterkenny being overlooked.
Is there any plans for a similar letter from the 37 councillors to go to the Minister for Health, just so that's on the record, or maybe that's already happened by way of a motion? Pardon my ignorance.
No, it hasn't happened yet, but it's certainly something that I would be supportive of.
I think it is critical at this point that
absolutely
every political rep gets in behind the majority of medical professionals at this time. Another angle on this that can't be ignored.
Definitely. And I think that, look at Greg, I was on that meeting last night as well with my colleagues from the Regional Health Forum and the Oireachtas members with these doctors who are taking this initiative. And I think that we need to capitalise on the unity that's there across the political spectrum, if you like, people from all political parties and none. And I do think that something like that would be very, very useful to show the political backing there. But we need to agree on a language where we need to agree that we're not going to be sold a pup. We're not going to be fobbed off with this idea of an ambulatory care centre. We have to listen to our doctors.
Just endorse their concerns. It's as simple as that. Yeah. And everyone, 37 odd, be signatories to that. It's critical. All right. Thanks very much indeed, Councillor Declan Meehan. Deputy Pearce Doherty, thanks for joining us on this. You are amongst, I think, every politician united on this issue. Where do we go from here? Because the minister might feel somewhat insulated by this, in that Minister Charlie McConnellogue says the HSE regionally or locally are going to review this decision. She has yet to receive a business case. What do you want her to do now? Wait and see, or intervene?
Yeah, well, thanks, Greg, for having me on. And I know you've had Pádraig on a few times discussing this issue. Look, I think, first of all, the intervention here by 171 clinicians, GPs, consultants is unprecedented. And, you know, anybody that doesn't recognise that, you know, in government levels or at senior levels of the HSE would really need to get their head out of the sand. These are people who aren't just turning up for work. They know the consequences of not having a surgical hub here in this hospital and what it'll mean for patients. And it is dire. And, like, you know, I'm really glad that they've come out and said this, because if we came out and said that this would result in the loss of our A&E, the loss of our maternity services, people dying, we would be accused of scaremongering. These are people who every day of the week turn up to work to save people's lives. And that's what they're telling us, plain and simple. And, you know, really, really, this is now moved into a situation where it's a must need. So where does it go from here? It's moving away from the HSE into the political sphere. When myself and Pádraig raised this earlier this month with the Minister for Health in the Dáil, the answer was basically that HSE West were putting the proposal at a national level, that the board was supposed to consider this at a national level before the end of last month. We haven't got confirmation if that actually happened, but that was the plan. And then the department would receive it shortly afterwards. Now, I know as far as my inquiries are that the department still haven't received it as of today. but that could change tomorrow. So it is now moved into, it's likely moving into the political sphere. So yeah, look, we've had a very strong run, I think, as you've heard, in relation to the HSE management. I said to the consultants and GPs that I met with again last night that in my time in politics, I haven't seen, and it was great to see, a united front from all of the Oireachtas members as forcibly as we had in some of those meetings with the HSE. We asked them to review the case. They were going to review it, but in my view, it was always kind of saying we were going to put the needs of Letterkenny forward, and the needs of Letterkenny was this ambulatory hub, which is like fictional at this point in time, and a distant reality.
It would make you wonder that, given the seriousness of the situation that we find ourselves in, who thought it was a good idea to bring this ambulatory hub to the party, if you know what I mean, given the fact that we have such great concern in the medical community and that for the need for a surgical hub, that to sort of propose something that literally is just almost like a sketch in a frame on a wall somewhere as some sort of a solution when lives are on the lines here, careers are on the lines, you know, in terms of whether they're continued in Donegal. It would make me wonder, whoever thought that was a good idea to float that at the Regional Health Forum meeting, given the dire situation we're in, you know, their thought processes on this.
Yeah, look, you know, to use your own phrase, like the ambulatory hub was brought to the party over 10 years ago, as we heard from Áine Keaton. You know, and in fairness to the general manager, he wants to see an ambulatory hub. We all want to see an ambulatory hub. It will be, you know, beneficial to cancer patients and diagnostics and others. It isn't going to distract us from the fact that there's a surgical hub on the table at this point in time. There's funding for it. It's been approved at national level. There's resources that follow it. There's staffing that follow it. And if Letterkenny doesn't get it, we could lose our A&E, we could lose our maternity services, and we could lose the lives of people in this county. That is not me talking. That is what the clinicians have been telling us over a series of meetings now, and it is as dire as that. So you know, look, we've tried to impress on Tony Canavan, like, all of the arguments that you've heard this morning rehearsed, some of them I argued myself, there is nowhere, like, I want to see, I think, Greg, me and you spoke about this a couple of months ago, I want to see two surgical hubs in Donegal. I'm a national politician, but I'm a Donegal person, first and foremost, and that's it. And even if you take away that and you look at a plan and you look and say you were doing something in the Northwest and there was only one, where would it go? It would be in Letterkenny. That's the reality. They are the points I made to Tony Canavan. You cannot travel further than an hour and a half from Letterkenny anywhere in the Northwest region. Whereas if it's in Sligo, people in Chrysler and elsewhere will be travelling over 2 hours. Never mind the talk about Arranmore and Tory and people like that there. Also the population, also the clinical need. It all points in relation to the fact that we need Letterkenny. But I don't want to pit one against the other. That is why I really, really support the initiative, and so does Pádraig McLoughlin in terms of, and indeed does the other Oireachtas members. It's not for me to speak to them, but they made their voices clear in relation to the private meetings that this is what we need. So it is going to move. If the HSE at board level hasn't stopped this and reviewed this decision, it's now going to move into the political sphere. And that's why the minister absolutely needs to meet with the clinicians, absolutely needs to stall this any decision making, and just look at the evidence. And look, myself and Pádraig have put forward a topical issue, so we'll hopefully hear that next week, because now the argument from the minister as, oh, I don't have a business plan, I've not, you know, that is now actually removed, because it's now moving into the department's decision making process.
And you know, outside of the defective concrete block issue, I was trying to frame this for listeners. This is the biggest issue. This is massive. And I think that's why there's been such a strong leadership from the doctors, and there's been unity in the political sphere as well. This affects all of us, if not now, into the future, if not ourselves directly, our grannies and granddads, our daughters, our sons, someone involved in a road traffic collision, someone who has a crisis in their pregnancy. You know, this is as big as it gets in my view, Piers. I don't think I'm overstating it, but it is something that can be a victory here if this health minister sees sense.
Yeah, look, I agree with you, and there can be a victory. And look, you know, you talked earlier on about the costs of these here in the tens of millions. Like, that isn't the issue here, you know. Like with not obviously, it's important to raise that point. Like, we're going to record a surplus this year of 8,000 million euro, like 8 billion euro of a surplus. That's money that we're not going to spend, and we're going to do the same next year. Like, this is a drop in the ocean, and it's so crucial. Like, if an announcement was read out in Highland Radio tomorrow morning that RNE is gone, every single person in Donegal would take yep. notice and would be absolutely appalled. If the announcement followed the next day that our maternity services are gone, that no more children can be born there, because you can't have maternity services unless you have surgeons, because you have crisis pregnancies and all of that. If that were to be announced, then there would be an uproar. That is what is in threat
yeah,
here.
The stakes are so high. Yeah, the stakes are really, really high.
And,
yeah.
and outside of the surgical hub, see, we have got a major, major crisis in Letterkenny General Hospital. I know the managers and others won't want us to use that language and talking down the hospital and all the rest. Listen, we are talking to the clinicians, those, and they have no axe to grind here. They get on with their work. They turn up and all the rest, but they're telling us that we are under serious threat at this point in time because of the lack of surgeons we have in the hospital, because of the rota that, you know, that the people are going way beyond the call of duty in relation to keeping services open in that hospital. See if we do not get a surgical hub, and that surgical hub goes somewhere else, which is a pull, a draw factor away from Letterkenny, then there is serious, serious problems. So this is not scaremongering. This is an appeal to everybody in Donegal. We, as your elected representatives, I have a job to do, politics a job to do, those who support government parties have a job to do, the clinicians have stepped up, fair play to them. We also now need the whole public, and I'm begging and appealing to people, get on the call, send your emails to the Minister for Health, and because I'll tell you something, it could be the best 2 minutes that you've ever spent, if not for yourself or for your kids, maybe.
And
for
I'll tell you why that's also important, with no disrespect to the Minister. When she came up here, I think, you know, she can only be told what she's told by reps locally, and everything was rosy in the garden, if you know what I mean. And I don't think, and she will find out what we're talking about here, and it's very important that she knows the facts. And just one other thing, you know, not every member's staff likes us discussing this stuff on the radio, but we do this in support of them as much as in support of the public as well, that they have a vibrant, busy, but workable space, that they can get on with their jobs and not be overstretched, and not feel the need that they need to move somewhere else to do the life-saving work that they do. For now, Deputy Piers Doherty, thank you very much indeed. I do appreciate your time. All right. Okay, I'll get you that weather forecast really soon. I'll just have to open it up here because we're moving things around to accommodate our guests in the next hour. 0860 25000 WhatsApp and text. Feel free to get in touch with us today. Will be breezy with scattered showers and some sunny spells. Highest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees with a moderate to fresh and gusty southwest to west breeze. Right. The caller makes an important point here that time could be of the essence. The Dáil will be in recess in 7 weeks, and the delay, delay, delay tactics of HSE and government will continue. It's not good enough, they say. Surely every hospital campaign group, and indeed every single one of us, people of Donegal, will get behind the doctors, call and bombard the minister and all government with letters, email, phone calls to get what's necessary for our hospital. Just in relation to hospital campaign groups, often it's one person. You know, I mean, I'm not saying they're on, I'm not saying they do all of the stuff themselves, but Rosina Toner is a person, you know, on her own cancer journey. And she's one of the strongest voices. Betty Holmes of DACC. Betty's flat out in emails and phone calls and haranguing to try. But Betty's Betty. You know, I mean, I'm not saying she's on her own, but DACC is a person and a few others. CCCNW, et cetera, et cetera. You know, these people need support because they're just, a lot of them, they're lone soldiers, so to speak. So the campaigners, the campaign groups, they need your support as well. And I'll tell you, if you support them, they'll get you out in the street. It's not political, it'll not be nothing like that. They'll get you out. But just to factor in that they are just themselves often, and a few others supporting them. Listen, hundreds of comments in. I'll get to some of those after I take a break for the news.